All right, everybody, if any of you out there fancy yourself to be a bit of an artiste, such as myself, one thing you've always wanted to do is 3D animations, but maybe that's a little scary, maybe that's a little hard, maybe, you know, people are afraid to jump right into that. Well, now there's Animation Master, and James, tell me a little bit about the program Animation Master.
Well, Animation Master has been on the market for 20 years now, and ultimately, it's just a 3D content creation tool. So you model, animate, and render your product, your animations in this one product.
Okay, so what's the learning curve on something like this?
Well, you'd be surprised, and I do have a manual here, but it's an incredibly intuitive...
Ooh, that looks like there's a lot of words in there.
That takes you step-by-step tutorial instructions.
Okay.
And it'll take you sequentially, and about 30 days we can get you modeled and animated.
Okay, can you give me a little demo here? So I would take... Let's start from the beginning. So you would import, what, a JPEG or...
You can, without a doubt. You can bring in JPEGs, TIFFs, Targas, whatever you like, but we're just going to start off from scratch here.
And you're running... Obviously, you're a good man. You're running on Windows, but you said it's also it's Mac compatible?
Yes, ma'am. It's a hybrid disk, so it does run on PC and Macintosh. So we're just going to create a little content here from scratch. Let's see. We'll use first what's known as the font wizard. We're going to go plugins, wizards, and we'll choose font, and we'll type L-A-U-R-A. Now we got to pick a nice elegant font here, of course, for Laura, for such a sweet name.
Yeah.
She's like, James, your flattery will not work on me.
No, it's working. It's working well.
All right, let's choose this one right here. That's good.
Okay.
Hit OK, and hit yes. Animation Master converts to 3D automatically.
Hey!
Now, Laura,
and now you can spin, rotate, skew, all that good stuff?
Without a doubt. It's X, Y, and Z axis. So.
Okay.
Laura, what's your favorite color?
I'm going to go with red there, James.
Let's choose a nice, elegant red here then.
Maybe a magenta. Oh, that's lovely.
What's the RGB value for magenta?
I'm going to go with 128.
That looks pretty good. All right, Laura, we're going to take your name here into the choreography. This is the choreography. Here's our camera. All right, so
do we have to dance?
The purple lines is the camera view.
Okay.
And the light source here, of course, is all real time. So real time lighting. Now, let's go into the camera's perspective and grab your name here and simply drag and drop out into the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to size you up a bit. And...
Make me big, James.
Maybe on frame zero, we'll have you just kind of be below the ground plane. We'll simply type 10 in that frame field. And on frame 10, we just bring it kind of right above that ground. That way on frame 20, we want you to rotate a bit towards us in a very grandiose fashion.
Uh-huh.
That way on frame 30, you can zip right outside of the scene.
Yeah.
Now, one of the awesome powers of Animation Master is literally I've done three frames and the software's filled in the in-between 27 frames.
That is incredible, simple, and easy. Now, what about Cooper here? I want to see what Cooper can do.
Awesome. Coop is a cute kid. This is one of our users' son.
So now, this is just an image from your digital camera. It's not a cartoon.
JPEG, Targas, whatever you like.
Okay, there's Cooper.
So we always need at least two views, front for the features and a side for the depth.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to come from the side and we just simply plot points around the head. So we just start clicking with the mouse and we create the silhouette with this. It's called a spline.
Yeah, it's similar. Photoshop has a very similar tool.
It's like a 3D vector. All right, so we have our spline here and we're going to look at it from the front view. So we're looking at it straight on.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take the spline here and we'll use the extrusion mode to kind of pop it out a bit. That way we can stretch it out.
He's a cutie, that Cooper.
He is a cute kid, that's for sure. That's one of our users, son.
Okay, now what are you doing here? You're extruding?
That's exactly right. We take this line that we had, and we hit the extrusion button, and we pull it out a bit. And we want to do this from both views.
Okay.
And this is just a great feature for those who are like me and have absolutely no artistic talent whatsoever, because you see now we're beginning to create the silhouettes of the boy.
Wow.
Just from separate views.
Wow.
Exactly. The pro camera.
Cooper would be so excited.
As he would. We'll show you one more quick thing here.
Okay.
This is our home state. We're from Washington. So.
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. We're in Vancouver. So we're going to take a digital image, like a JPEG.
Okay.
And we'll grab, say, an icon of the rabbit. See, we have tons of pre-made templates that just come stock with Animation Master.
Uh-huh.
And we simply drag and drop right out into the scene. So now he's oriented in the direction of the sidewalk, And
how does he know how to do that? Did you program that?
Or? Yes. What we have going on here is there's a spline, a white line, and you can see it in the shadow here. As soon as I dropped it on that spline, he automatically constrains to it. So now we got him sliding down the sidewalk. The thing is, we have pre-made actions that complement our pre-made actors, which can literally just be dragged and dropped onto that pre-made actor. Now he snaps into that position, and he's walking down.
Oh, get out. He's adorable.
The streets of Vancouver, Washington.
And that action was called Resolute Walk, and that comes, standard with Animation Master?
So besides just creating all your own original content, like the stuff you see throughout the booth.
Can you make him skip?
I can. We actually have a skip one here.
I'd like to see him skip.
I want to show you one thing here, though, quickly.
Yes.
We have real shadows in the scene. We have a shadow here, and we have a shadow here.
Yes.
So what we'll do is obviously we want our character to cast a shadow. So we go Tools, Options. We make sure that the shadows are on, and indeed they are. So when you do your final render, you get shadows that are incredibly dynamic, that stair-step with stairs, reflect up off surfaces of stairwells.
Did you see that? Did you see the shadow on the steps?
Now,
that's good. I like him.
Thank you. Now, a digital image obviously will not be able to catch a shadow automatically. You'll see at the very end, it's actually passing through that MOV. So how we get shadows to be caught upon digital surfaces is quite easy. I simply model the areas that I want the shadow to be caught upon. So this 3D geometry acts as our shadow catcher. And then I just line it up with the real stairs. And during the final render process.
That is fun. Now suppose you're done with the shadowy skipping rabbit. How do you export it? What kind of file format is it going to come out? Sure. Can I put it into, Windows Movie Maker?
You're exactly right, actually. During the render process, we have formats, QuickTimes, JPEGs, AVIs, MOVs, all very standard stuff, and resolutions, of course. NTSC, HDTV, IMAX quality if you want. Super 35.
Nice. Very fun. I kind of want to hang out and just play with it. So it's called Animation Master.
It's called Animation Master.
What's the price tag on such fun?
Price tag is $2.99 retail. At trade shows, we do a $1.99 show special.
Okay, and is there a website? Because you're not at the show with me. Sorry, guys.
Hash.com. HASH.com.
Why is it called Hash.com?
It's the owner's last name.
All right, that makes sense. There you go. There it is. Animation Master, Hash.com. Good times. Thank you very much.